The gym offers me a blast of cold air as soon as I step inside. It's a welcome reprieve from the heat. Not many people work out here during the summer. Most are out at the beaches, in the parks, or staying cool in their homes. I'm feeling a little restless, like I have some energy to burn. So here I am. The fitness studio is a little stuffy as I make my way inside. It often is, especially in summer. I climb on the treadmill, throw a towel over my shoulder, and start jogging. And that's when I catch your gaze. You're across the room, making a joke with one of the gym's staff members. Then you continue working out on the free weights. What strikes me next are your delicious biceps. I can't be certain, but I think you're staring at me through the reflection of the wall-length mirror. I let my eyes linger around your hips, your breasts, your ass. All so perfectly shaped. You glance at me again. I'm certain now. You're staring right at me. My cock twitches in anticipation, but I continue on with my workout. I want you to know that I'm looking at you just as much as you're looking at me. When I step down from the treadmill to continue my workout routine, I can sense your eyes on me. I feel your energy from across the room. And I know you can feel mine. It's there. More than a twitch now. We make our rounds in the gym, never letting our gazes fall away from one another for more than a few minutes at a time. After a few sets of weights and a couple of rounds of pull-ups, my muscles start to ache. I decide it's time to call it quits and I head to the sauna. I give you one last glance over my shoulder before I disappear into the wellness center. I realize I'm the only one here as I take off my clothes and pile them into my locker. It's extremely relaxing when you can be in there alone. When I enter, there's no one but me, soaking in the waves of lavender steam. My muscles are starting to relax now. Alone and nude, I'm thinking of you. I shut my eyes and lean my head back. My mind automatically floats towards you and your body, your gaze, your laugh. What were you thinking about me? Do you want me as bad as I find myself wanting you? Then, the door to the sauna suddenly opens. When I open my eyes, there you are, wearing nothing but a white towel that just barely covers your breasts and your hips. You take the seat next to me, separated only by a few inches. And then you let the towel fall away. Our eyes meet, and it's as if magnetism is drawing us together. My cock begins to fill with desire, that thick, needy muscle growing stiff and sensitive. I lean my head towards you, just slightly. You lean forward towards me, and then our lips finally meet. I think you can tell just how badly I want you. Your hand skates across my thigh, and I... Your tongue massages mine as I massage your hip and the outer curve of your arse. Slowly, you drag your hand from my thigh towards my cock. You take it in your hands and so carefully begin to stroke it. Pleasure erupts throughout my entire body. Sweat is starting to form at my temples, your collarbone, and between your breasts. I bend forward and lick at a line of moisture from the top of your rib cage up to your neck. You caress the head of my cock with your thumb, and a small squirt of pre-cum drips out. Somehow, you just know how to touch me to make me squirm. You increase the speed of your strokes, dragging your hand back and forth along my swollen cock until it's so hard it's pointing straight up.
Oh, God. That was such an intense workout. My body hurts. I probably should have taken it easy with the squats. Tomorrow it'll be nearly impossible to use the stairs at work. Oh well. No pain, no gain. Or something like that. Oh, the water feels so good. It's always been hard for me to stick to a workout routine, but these last couple of months, I've finally started to really enjoy weightlifting. Seeing the small changes in my energy and strength levels has kept me motivated to keep going. Not to mention, I'm really starting to love having visible muscles. There really is nothing as relaxing as a steaming hot shower after putting in an hour at the gym. Well, actually, there is something better. A good orgasm after a long, hard workout? That's definitely better. Good thing I brought my waterproof vibrator into the shower with me. Grant is still asleep. He's had a rough couple days at work and could use all the rest he can get. No problem. I love a little solo play sometimes, especially in the shower. The hot water, the steamy atmosphere. It's so fun to just explore my own body. I trail the curved end of my vibrator slowly down my left thigh. It feels good on my sore muscles. I slide it slowly between my legs and gently part my outer lips with its suctioning tip. God, yes, that's the spot. I let it rest against my clit for just a moment, then draw it down through my inner labia. Oh shit, I didn't expect him to wake up anytime soon. I'm already so turned on. I really don't want to stop touching myself right now.
Hey, babe. You're up early.
Morning. Yeah, I got up and went to the gym.
Man, I must have been really out of it. I had no idea you left.
I wonder if you would like to join me in this little morning pleasure session. I was excited thinking about my alone time with my vibrator, but having him join me in person would be even better. Suddenly, he opens up the shower curtain and peers in at me. His eyes move slowly down my body, taking in every slick, wet inch of me. Then, He sees the vibrator. He shoots me a naughty grin.
Were you masturbating in the shower?
I feel a bit flustered, as if I've been caught, although I know I have nothing to be ashamed of. I was just feeling really needy. I could use some company in here, if you want to join me.
I would love to join you.
Okay, well, hurry up. I'm already warmed up.
Hold on. Let me go grab something.
Grab something? What could he possibly need to go get? He's up to something, I bet. Grant and I have been together for nearly 3 years now, and he still finds ways to surprise me. It's hard to believe that much time has gone by so quickly. To be honest, it feels like we're still in our honeymoon phase. We just can't keep our hands off each other. It's like once we start having sex, it's hard for us to stop. Finally, there he is. Oh God, I'm feeling so needy after that little tease. His warm, bare body presses up against my backside. I lean into him and let the water splash over both of us. There you are. Where'd you go?
Well, since you clearly are in a horny mood, I thought you might enjoy this.
Something soft and slick teases the entrance to my asshole. Is that... Grant pushes it further in me, and it penetrates my opening just slightly. Oh, fuck. That's our butt plug.
Oh God, that feels nice. That run was just what I needed. But damn, that last mile really got me. It's been a while since I pushed myself like that. The hot water feels so good. The warmth feels like it's seeping into my bones, finally warming me after an hour of running in the cold autumn air. This lemongrass shower balm is so cute. And it smells so nice in here now. I had intended on using it for a nice bath, but a shower after a run is just so much better. More refreshing. Baths are for evenings, to relax before bed. There's no way I could focus on work after a bubble bath and scented candles. I turned a dial on the shower to make the water a little hotter, and I watched the water slide down my body. I love the results I've been seeing since I've started working out more. Not even just physically, I just feel better. Inside and out. I mean, if I do say so myself, my ass looks incredible. My husband sure seemed to think so last night, at least. I squirt some soap into my hands and lather it between my palms, massaging the lavender-scented foam into my shoulders. That feels good. I take a deep breath, inhaling the soothing scents of lemon and lavender, mixing together into steam. Kneading the tension out of my shoulders and my upper arms. I press my thighs together and feel a pleasant little jolt of need between my legs. I don't know what it is about that hurts-so-good soreness in my muscles after a run. It just really gets me going. Well, that and remembering what it felt like last night. Feeling my husband's rough hands on me, delicate at first. Massaging me, then, his massages always have a way of leading to other things. God, the feeling of his strong fingers working the knots in my shoulders. the expert mix of soft and firm pressure as he glided the massage oil over my whole body. I can't help but think about his hands on me now, if he was in here with me. He was still asleep when I left for my run this morning. It took me a little longer than expected, and I bet he's on his way to work already now. I press my thighs together again and run the body wash down over my breasts. Even with the steam building up in the room, my nipples are hard and peaked. I close my eyes and run my fingertips over the sensitive nubs, slowly back and forth. A soft pulse of pleasure washes through me. I circle the pads of my fingers around my nipples, sliding them in between my fingers, pinching one ever so slightly. Last night, feeling his fingers here, everywhere, I imagine my hands are his, pinching and gently twisting my nipple as I massage the rest of my body with soap, watching it rinse off my body and down the drain. I run my free hand down my stomach, tracing his movements from yesterday, trailing down lower, massaging every inch of me until his fingers slid down between my legs. I don't think I'm going to be able to move for a week after this workout. God, my legs are actually shaking from those stairs. Well, the stairs and what my husband did to me last night. Maybe I should book a massage. Everything feels so tight and sore. I think a hot shower is exactly what I need. Doesn't feel quite hot enough yet. Maybe I should turn it up and give it another minute. Look at that, babe. I'm practicing patience. He's always reminding me to take my time, but I want to just move on to the next thing. And then again, my partner is the most patient person I know. There we go. I think it should be ready now. Oh my God, that feels so good. The heat makes every muscle feel like it's unwinding as I grab my favorite bar of soap and lather it in my hands. The smell of eucalyptus tinges the steamy air as I massage it into my body, kneading my slick skin. Oh, I needed this. Something about being sore and fully relaxing is putting me in the mood. I wouldn't be mad about a repeat of last night, but I know he's still at tennis. But I might have just the thing. I think it's in here anyway. Just like I thought, my vibrator is still here from last time. And I could use a little me time. There's nothing I love more than getting wet and relaxed after stretching my body to its limits. Even just thinking about touching myself as I'm soapy and clean turns me on. I take the vibrator and place it on my hip before slowly trailing it up my waist to my breast. I like a little tease before I play, but I'm already feeling so worked up that I can't resist. I inch the toy closer to my nipples until... yes. There. Finally, the vibrator makes contact with the wet, sensitive skin. Oh, that feels so good. Now that I'm relaxing into this unexpected playtime, I start to feel a deep ache inside me. I trail the vibrator down the curve of my breast, to the sore spot between my legs. Gently, I place it between my lips, the thick tip nudging me. I slide the toy between them, pressing just beneath the sensitive spot, teasing right at my entrance. God, that's amazing. When I press against that spot, I think of how I felt last night, when it wasn't a toy, but instead hot flesh and my hotter moaning man. How he teased me for ages with just the tip of his cock. I pull the toy out, craving the feeling of being filled again and again. As the warm water washes over me, I can almost feel his lips on mine, whispering how beautiful and tight I was in my ear. I love the way he loves my body. How even just being near me makes him hard. Finally, I can't take the tease anymore and I move the vibrator to my clit. Oh my God, that's it. It feels so good, but I want more.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.